Okay, we are now recording. It is still 8:30, Dr. Cornwell.
This meeting of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy, October 26th, 2021, is in session now. So first roll call.
Dr. Cornwell?
Here.
Dr. King?
Here.
Dr. Bastillo?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Clinton?
Here.
Mr. Leone? Mr. Leone is absent. Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And I am Judy Chepius. Let the record show that Mr. Giovanni Leone is absent. Dr. Cornwell, the meeting is yours.
All right. First item on the agenda is minutes, review, considerations, and actions. So first is regular meeting minutes of September 28, 2021. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, I'll call the vote.
We need a motion.
No, I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the September meeting.
Second.
All right, any further discussion? Okay, now I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the September 28th, 2021 regular meeting minutes. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo? Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Next is executive session meeting minutes A for September 28, 2021. Are there additions, corrections, or a motion?
I move that we approve the executive meeting session minutes A from September 28th.
Second.
All right, moved and seconded. Any discussion? All right, call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the September 28th, 2021 executive session meeting minutes A. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, next is executive session meeting minutes B, September 28, 2021.
I move that we accept the executive session minutes B from the September meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? We have a motion with a second. Hearing none, I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the September 28, 2021 executive session meeting minutes B. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And the last one is the special meeting minutes for October 6, 2021.
I move that we approve the special meeting minutes from October 6th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Do we have a discussion or additions, corrections? Okay. Let's call questions.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the October 6, 2021 special meeting minutes. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, next on the agenda is item 4A1, reviewed consideration and possible action on applications for physical therapists with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. David Agriola. Questions, comments, maybe a motion?
I move that we accept David Agriola for his application regarding his comments on GMC of the pending passing of the MPTE and AZ law.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, call a question.
It has been moved and seconded to David Arreguiola following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Next is Andrew McClure.
Do we want to talk about his ADA request? Or is that separate?
On the agenda, it's separate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I move that we approve Mr. McClure's application for licensure pending passing of the exams.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to license Andrew McClure following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, on to item 4B, review consideration and possible action on applications for physical therapist assistant with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Matthew Hurdle.
I move that we accept Matthew Hurdle's application for licensure pending passing of all examinations.
Did we skip Kyle Wilkie?
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, well, all right. So we've got, I'll go back. Let's take care of Matthew.
Second the motion from Dr. Bastillo.
And I'm sorry, who made the first on that one?
Karen Bustillo.
Thank you.
So we have a motion and a second for Matthew Hurdle, physical therapist assistant application. Any discussion? Let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to certify Matthew Hurdle following successful completion of application and passage of all exams. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, move back up to 4A, 3, Kyle Wilkie.
Dr. King, I move that we approve his application for PT licensure pending passing the exam and completing his application.
Second.
Second.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All right, let's call a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to license Kyle Wilkie following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Moving back to 4B, Susan Romero.
So Susan was approved back on at the May meeting. She just had to resubmit a new application because she failed an exam a couple times. So that's why you're seeing her again.
I think I'm confused. So if they don't pass the exam, then they have to come back in front of us again to approve.
Each application is valid for two attempts at the AZ Law, and only the initial app is valid for two attempts at the MPTE. But if they fail both attempts, then we withdraw their app and they have to create and pay for a new one. So that app has to be approved.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. I move that we approve her application.
Second.
All right. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to certify Susan Romero following successful completion of the application and passage of all exams. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, the last one in this section is Tychel Smith.
Same scenario for Tychel Smith, but except hers was in July.
So does she still need to take the AZ Law?
She passed it. She needs to take the, I'm sorry, she passed the national. She does need to retake the Arizona law.
I move that we accept the application of Tychel Smith pending passing of all examinations.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to certify Tychel Smith following successful completion of the application and passage of all exams. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to item 4C, review, consideration, and possible action on application for physical therapist licensure from applicants requesting ADA accommodations. David Argiola.
This is Mr. Greer. Reviewing the application, I do not see a disability that affects a major life function, and I would move to deny the application.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? And let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to deny David Arreguiola's request for ADA accommodations. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Moving on to 5A. this is the consent agenda. So we have 5A is cases recommended for early termination of board order. Anyone on that list that you'd like to pull out and discuss? Otherwise, we approve both of them at the same time.
So can we just move to approve the consent agenda?
Yep. That's how I remember it.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Just the ones listed under 5A.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we do 5A and 5B?
I have issues with 5B.
Oh, okay. So I guess I approve the 5A. Move to approve 5A.
All right. Do we have a second on that?
Who's to you?
Okay. Any discussion on the motion to approve the cases in 5A? Mariana Calderon and Arlene Phillips. Okay, let's call the question.
It has been moved and seconded to approve consent agenda A for the termination of board order for Mariana Calderon, PTA, and Arlene Phillips, PTA. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. So 5B is cases recommended for extension of probation. Although this is a consent agenda, there's just one individual there. So Ashley Ramirez, physical therapist.
I have issues with this one. Mainly timing of her request and the submitting of the charts, that she did not do it in an appropriate manner. And coming back to us afterwards and asking for extension, because her pregnancy would be something I would consider, but considering that her board order expired in August, it wasn't until September that she submitted the charts. You know, she violated the board order. And I think we should deny this request and open up a complaint against her.
I'll add that if for your consideration that we were able to find an email thread from Ms. Donahue to Ms. Ramirez, where Ms. Donahue said, "You need to get those records to me ASAP for it to be considered." So I believe that Ms. Ramirez was under the assumption that she could proceed forward, even though the records were submitted late, that Dr. Donahue had given her that permission to submit them late.
When was that email from Dr. Donahue sent to her?
I will need to look that up real quick.
Lily, I think it might have been August 9th of 21.
The email thread?
Yeah, and I'm looking at your report.
Okay. Thank you.
It still sounds like it, from what I'm gathering from what you're reading, Dr. Donahue asked her to send them in order for her request to be considered. That would be a reasonable request for anyone who's like, I'm late, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And so you need to send them in, and then we will consider it. So I still think Michael's thoughts on this are valid, that she didn't meet the board.
Does anyone recall what the length of her initial probation was? Was it 6 months? Was it a year?
I will get to the board order. Take me just a minute to get there. Three.
So
when it was fully executed, and the length of the probation was 12 months.
Okay. So this is a little bit more concerning to me. I understand completely where Michael's coming from. She had a year to complete this, and she submitted it late. And even though she was given permission to send it late, it was even more late than what was originally arranged. So I think she called Karen, probably got permission, and then scheduled the chart review or something. I'm worried that even if we give her 7 more months, it's going to be late again. I mean, her history is not good for that she's going to follow through.
I would agree with you, Mark. And I feel like, you know, as she didn't pass as well, there's some concern that, you know, even if she is currently on maternity leave, once she returns, you know, the documentation isn't going to improve substantially.
I think that if we open up another complaint and she's, you know, her pregnancy is further along than, I'm not sure when she's due. I think we can deal with that, and we can set a reasonable extension of her probation at that point, and then do anything else that we think is appropriate. So if she's on maternity leave and can't get track records in, that's something that we can consider then.
Right.
Any other discussion or questions? Are you ready to call the vote?
I don't think we have a motion.
We need a motion.
I thought we did. Sorry. Michael, do you want to make that a motion or?
Yes. The motion will be to deny her request for extension for probation and open up a new case against her for failure of for violating a board order.
Second.
And I'm sorry, Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, Mr. Clinton, does your motion with respect to opening up a new complaint relate to her failure to meet the record keeping requirements?
Yes.
Thank you.
That also.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Dr. King, second.
Okay. So now we have a motion and second. Any discussion, further questions? Okay, I think we're ready.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded to deny the request for Ashley Ramirez PT for her extension of probation and to open a new complaint for violation of a board order, including failure to meet the record-keeping requirements. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Moving to item six, complaints and other disciplinary matters, review, consideration, and actions. 6A is case number 18-39, Joshua Bitten, physical therapist.
Mr. Bitten has completed all of his board-ordered continuing education and has initiated a monitoring contract with affiliated monitors. He's requesting board approval for that monitor and requesting reinstatement of his license so he may seek employment and begin the board-ordered monitoring. The case is for your review.
This is Mr. Greer. I would move to approve Affiliated Monitors, Inc. to be the monitoring agency.
Second. King.
Do we need to add the reinstatement of his license or handle that separately?
Mr. Harris? You're muted.
Sorry about that. Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, the way it appears on the agenda, it's just for the acceptance of the proposed monitoring contract.
So if we approve it, that means he's not going to be able to use it, right?
That is correct, but I don't know if anybody has a copy of the order. Is that something that can be delegated to the interim executive director?
Well, if possible, I'd like to just, if we have to wait another month for him to start that, that seems unfair.
Let me try to... why don't we entertain a motion to accept the monitoring contract, and in the interim, I will try to find a copy of the consent agreement and take a look at the language to see if that is something that can be delegated to the interim executive director regarding reinstating his suspended license.
Okay. All right. So we're going to deal with the current motion. It has a second. Any discussion? Let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the proposed monitoring contract for affiliated monitors for Mr. Joshua Bitten, PT. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
That motion passes.
All right. So in order to give Mr. Harris this a little bit more time, we can either take a short break or we can move down to 6C, Todd Leones. Is there a preference amongst the board? Mm-hmm. All right. The issue I just thought about, if we move to another item and we need legal advice, then Mr. Harris is kind of caught between things. So let's take a brief break. What, Mr. Harris, are you?
Yeah, I'm ready to proceed. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So we can go on to Mr. Leones. Is that what you're telling me?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. So, initial review, consideration of possible action regarding complaint against Todd Leones, physical therapist.
I don't believe Mr. Leones is on the call. I've looked at the attendees, so I will proceed with a briefing of the case.
Okay.
The board opened this complaint after the review of the complaint of 20-08 Ryan Marzetta, which you adjudicated previously. The board alleged that Mr. Leones engaged in substandard care and failed to maintain adequate patient records in the care provided to patient NB. The two issues in this case is that the first is related to treatment that he, an evaluation and a treatment that he did provide to NB's ankle. The second issue is his authentication of records and the accuracy of those records related to the treatment of NB's spine. And specifically, he attempted to apply a signature on the billing and the documentation so that it would be that Mr. Marzetta, who was actually treating the patient, the billing would actually fall under Mr. Lyons's NPI for the purposes of billing. So those are the two issues for your consideration. This case is for your review.
Okay. since he's not here, nor is he represented, does any board members have any discussion on the matter or want to venture with a motion at this point?
It's unfortunate that he's not here. I had a couple of questions about what he meant in his statement about closing charts.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't make sense to me. Why someone else?
Since this is an initial review, if you'd really like to talk to him and be able to answer him to answer questions, perhaps if you
Dr. Cornwell, you have a hand raised.
Oh. Bye.
Oh,
right. My name is Allison Kiernan, and Todd Leones is my partner at Precision Physical Therapy. And so I can just clarify a little bit. I'm not sure what you guys discussed previously, but I can clarify the closure of the notes or the finalization of the notes. We use an electronic health record, WebPT, and in order to integrate our billing software, which is really that's basically my job is to do the billing part of things.
Let me interrupt you real quick. Dr. Sure. Cornwell, may I suggest that we go to the next agenda item, which is the case involving Ms. Kiernan, and then this might shed some light on it so she doesn't have to speak on behalf of someone when she's not an attorney.
I think that's wise. So so we're going to just switch over. So we're
okay. Sorry.
Case number 21-12, Allison Kiernan, physical therapy. Okay. So
there's a nuanced issue in this particular case that I'd like to share with the board.
Okay, go.
So Ms. Kiernan attests that in the same patient, NB, she attests in her written statement that she never treated NB. She never even met NB. She did apply her signature to several records, so it appeared as though she treated the patient or was co-signing for the treatment. And she was located in Florida at the time that she signed the records. This case is for your review.
Okay. So, Ms. Kiernan, if you'd like to go ahead and make a statement, go ahead.
Sure. We were new to WebPT. And I am located in Florida. I live in Florida. I started that business in Arizona in 2004. So we're a small practice. And in order to close the notes and integrate them over to our billing platform, they needed to be signed. or closed, and that automatically affixed my signature to it for the notes that I closed. I didn't change documentation from Ryan Marzetta's treatment, but I didn't realize it was overwriting his signature on WebPT. So since that time, I have contacted WebPT and made sure that that no longer is occurring. And we're also auditing charts because we just didn't, we just didn't realize that that was happening. It was not a malicious intent at all. It was just a matter of being able to close the note through the WebPT platform to go over to the billing platform so that it could be sent out to insurance.
Just kind of a question for you, super quick.
Sure.
Are the treating therapists not able to close their own notes? Does it require a third person to close their notes?
It does because of our billing platform that we use. So we're not necessarily, so we shouldn't, it shouldn't have been overwriting the treating therapist signature. And we didn't realize until all of this came up. And so once we realized that, I then contacted WebPT, and apparently there was a glitch that was going on their end that they have since fixed. And so at this point, that's no longer happening.
And so going forward, the notes will show the therapist who actually did the treatment. Okay?
Correct.
And you're just closing it. And how do you know when to close it?
Because it's now, since it's a big learning curve, but we didn't realize that they needed to be forwarded to either Todd or myself. So those notes were then forwarded, and once they're forwarded, I can close it out, and it integrates then with the billing side.
Okay. Are you absolutely sure that it's not happening anymore, that WebPT has fixed the issue?
As far as I know, it has been fixed. Yes.
Is there a way for you to find out whether or not it's happening, or would we have to?
Yeah. Just checking the notes. I mean, I've checked all the notes, and now, so like if one therapist is treating, their name is on there, and it might be a co-signature, but the treating therapist is absolutely on there.
Okay.
This is Erin Bustillo. I use WebPT as well. And so is the reason that you're doing this in terms of billing because your therapists are not actually credentialed with the insurance companies that they're providing service for?
It's more from a financial standpoint for the integration of the billing side of things. So,
well, I understand that, but the therapist does not, they don't need to have a co-signature for billing.
They don't need to, I'm sorry, repeat that again, please.
A physical therapist signature does not need a co-signature for billing unless they're not credentialed with that insurance company.
No, it's just on the side of we use Cario for billing. Are you familiar with that?
No.
So through there you need a license basically to go through in order to, I have to log in under me in order to open up the billing in order to send to insurance.
So
that's why
the billing goes through you specifically.
Well, it goes through that platform. It does. Yes.
So even with your other partner?
Yeah. He takes care of everything in Arizona, basically. All of the patient care, and I'm on the billing and administrative side.
So do your physical therapists in Arizona have their own NPI?
Yes.
So I guess I still just have a little confusion about this because there is a credentialing thing, you know, to be able to treat Blue Cross and Aetna and Humana and all of that.
Yeah, sure.
It's just all going through you to have that.
It's going through Todd or myself to have that. But they are credentialed. It's just, I think through the platform that we're using for billing, they're using either Todd or my NPI. They're really using the clinic NPI. They're using facility NPI.
Any other questions? I must admit that I don't understand this, but would it be accurate to say that because of the billing company platform that you use, that they require this?
Correct.
Why would they require you to have all bills use the same NPI?
Well, we're billing under the facility NPI.
I thought NPIs were just for individual therapists.
Oh, you can have a facility.
No, it's a facility NPI. Yeah.
Anybody, if there's any other questions?
I don't know if Mindy's comfortable with this. I think I would prefer, you know, to see an example of a documentation that shows the actual therapist's signature with either Dr. Kiernan or the other person's co-signature to truly show us what it looks like now that those signatures for the therapist aren't being overridden.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to see that it actually is happening the way that it's explained to us right now that it's happening. But I think this came before the board because it looked as though, Allison, you had treated a patient that you didn't.
Right.
Per your statement. So,
right.
And it looked that way because of the way you had to close the account and sign it, and your signing overrode the actual treating therapist. Really like to see that is not occurring any longer with, you know, a request for records to show that.
Okay. That's not a problem.
Mr. Harris, is that a reasonable request from us?
Dr. King, members of the board, it is. What I would suggest is that we entertain a motion to continue this matter for further investigation.
And can you be more specific on the number of records that you would feel would be needed to attest to the fact that this is now not occurring? How many records would you want from each of these from the clinic?
I think probably at least one for treating therapist, just to show that no matter who's treating, it's being done correctly. Is that I don't know how many therapists you've got, 100, that's a lot, but, just want to make sure that it's consistently applied to every patient's chart.
Right.
When Allison, did you make the conversion over to make sure that the bill signatures would be on there?
I feel like April or May.
Okay.
Sometime around there.
Or one from each month.
One from each month.
From May through current.
Yep.
Treating therapist.
For each therapist.
Okay. So then I'd like to make a motion that we continue this case pending receipt of current documentation over the at least from one therapist per month since they corrected the documentation with WebPT.
Greer, second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mindy, is that clear enough for you?
Yes. I mean, I don't honestly know. I guess what I'm going to see, Allison, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, is what I will see on those records is that you'll have a treating therapist name on the actual clinical document with your or Todd's co-signature.
So at this point, we have all of Todd's co-signature.
Okay. So all the records you're going to submit to me will have the treating therapist name first with Todd's name co-signing.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, I have what I need.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion?
Just a question of clarification, please. So the records from each month, May through October, is that one per treating therapist that we decided, or is that one record per month?
Per month. Did you hear me, Judy?
I think I did. It's a one record per month, period. Or
it was
per treating therapist.
Per treating therapist.
Okay. Thank you.
And I believe, Ms. Kiernan, there's four PTs in the clinic?
Correct.
And that includes Mr. Lyonnais?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Are we ready to vote? Okay, I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to continue this for further investigation, reviewing one record per month per treating therapist for the months May through October. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Thank you. Let's move back up to case 21-11, Todd Lyonnais. And I'm assuming that what we just handled, we can just assume that we can take that part off the case, or we need to make a formal.
I would move to continue this matter until we have the documents discussed in case 2112.
All right. So we would, Mr. Greer, we would then consider the second possible violation then.
Yes.
Okay.
Second. Right.
We have a motion and a second to postpone or
continue.
Okay.
Continue.
Continue. All right. Any discussion? All right, then let's call the vote.
It has been moved and seconded to continue case 2111 for Todd Lyonnais until the documents for case 2112 have been provided and reviewed. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Move to item 6E, case 21-01. Danielle Ruff, physical therapist, review consideration of possible action regarding Ms. Ruff's request to terminate probation.
And Ms. Ruff and her attorney, Anne McClellan, are both present, I believe. Is Ms. Ruff on the call, Ms. McClellan?
She is.
Okay.
Okay. Danielle, either you or your attorney, would you like to make a statement at this point?
Sure, we'll do that. I didn't know if Ms. Richardson needed to give any kind of summary or if we go ahead and go first.
Summary probably would be good. Thank you.
Okay, just for the purposes of our memorializing it. Ms. Ruff's board order expired on 10-20-21. The board order 2101 was executed on July 20th of 21 and stipulated three medical record reviews be completed by board staff. Ms. Ruff submitted the records on 9-28. The record review is completed on 10-5. That record review summary is attached. The records did not meet statutory requirements as defined in the board order of 2101. Ms. Ruff, through her attorney, have provided a written response to the chart review that was completed by this investigator, and that was also attached for your consideration.
Thank you. If the board will recall, the chart review in this board or this matter was ordered after the board dismissed the allegations that the patient had brought, but there were findings of documentation deficiencies. And so that was the order to do the three-chart review. Ms. Ruff's employment is largely marketing, and so she does not regularly see
Twitter, LinkedIn,
was
and
able
Instagram.
To find what that is.
But it is on hold.
Sounds like somebody else's. She was able to locate five charts for the board to review. There were no deficiencies found with any of the follow-up notes. It was some potential lack of detail on some of the initial evaluations. Ms. Ruff provided an explanation as to why some of the information that the investigator, Ms. Richardson, thought maybe should have been in there, why it wasn't, and her thought process. We believe, and I apologize, I said that her employment is in marketing and I misspoke, it's management. We believe there's sufficient detail that if another therapist came on to treat this patient, they would understand what happened. And we also believe it meets the minimum standards. But in addition to that, she has continued to work with her current supervisor who reviews all the charts at her employer to create new templates. Part of what happened here is the template that was being used, if there was no abnormal finding, it didn't document. So it wouldn't come out in the documentation. She has now worked to change those templates so that everything is documented, even the normal findings, so that it's clear that that assessment was done. And she continues to work with her supervisor to make sure there's sufficient detail. She doesn't have assigned patients in her current practice. And so if the board were to think she needs to do more chart reviews, it is difficult for her because she only fills in when absolutely necessary as a PRN basis. And so we did want to make the board aware of that. But she completed, as you may recall, documentation on her CEUs on documentation as part of her case. And we believe there's been a large improvement in her documentation. And on the initial reviews, we believe it meets minimum standards, but we did want to let you know she's continued to make improvements on more detail, changing that practice, and updating her templates. So thank you.
All right. Does any board members have questions? After looking at the investigative report, I would tend to agree with Ms. Richardson that there are some key elements that are missing that I think are substandard. Probably the biggest one that's glaring to me is the initial evaluation on January 17. That's date of birth. Anyway, it's 8/24/21, patient CW. Patient had extensive and recent cardiac involvement, but there's no vital signs taken. Ms. Ruff then mentioned that she didn't take them because of time constraints, and that seemed like a pretty weak excuse. If somebody has extensive and recent cardiac involvement, then you just need to make time to do that. They came in for low back pain, postural kyphosis, scoliosis, but no indication of what the core strength was. I think that clearly demonstrates that she's missing things in what needs to be in the note. There was not a follow-up. She said that she would typically do those things on a follow-up visit, but there is no follow-up visit that we have to know whether or not that actually happened. So, I'm sorry that she's.
I'm sorry, Dr. Cornwell. Can I just speak on that for a minute? So in that patient's case, I only did the evaluation only for, as I was covering for that clinic. The patient had requested that I see him because I had treated him previously for his low back pain, when I was treating more frequently. So we did spend a lot of time catching up because there were a lot of changes with his health history from the last time I saw him. So I did complete the assessment, the musculoskeletal assessment. We didn't do anything to exert him that day. In terms of core strength, I did like a standard, I just did a standing elbow flexion test because the patient's not going to tolerate laying on his back just because of the severeness of his kyphosis and doing like a leg lowering test. And I did document that in the note as well as in my response, the standing elbow flexion test. And then the cardiac, yes, if we had done any other exercises or anything like that, that would have exerted, I would have tested that first. And I, you know, that is something I didn't note on there that I will do and make a point of doing, you know, as moving forward. And again, this patient had been seeing lymphedema therapists with our company for about 5 months. So we were focusing, he just wanted to focus on that low back piece that he hadn't gotten treatment for since his cardiac and health changes.
If we go on the assumption that if it's not documented that it was normal, then the following therapist after your initial evaluation would assume that his cardiac status was normal, right?
I did document his full history in that and what happened since we had seen him. And that's all in that, initial comments where I'm discussing just his general, you know, general comments and then the subjective. I did note the extensive history of that.
But the follow-up therapist would assume that his heart rate, blood pressure, everything was normal.
It's not documented as normal, so no, I don't think so.
Well, it's not documented, right? You didn't do it. So,
right.
Because later you say, well, it's my practice to only document things that are abnormal. So if it's not there, then they're going to assume that it's normal.
Sure.
Ms. Ruff, would it?
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead. Oh, wait.
No, I was just saying that in terms of that statement was more so like in a general musculoskeletal screen. But yes, you're correct. They would assume it was normal.
Yeah, that's called documentation by exceptions. If I don't write it down, then you assume assumptions it's normal. Quick question though. So for this particular patient, if you were continuing to treat him, let's say you weren't in your role, you were the primary therapist, you did the assessment, the evaluation. At any point during the course of treating this particular diagnosis, would you anticipate that there would be things that would impact his cardiac, you know, output or his heart rate or his respiratory rate that would be somewhat aerobic or strenuous on him?
If we were doing, you know, general core strengthening and postural strengthening, yes, I would assume.
And so I guess I'm trying to kind of put together. So at what point then would you evaluate his cardiopulmonary status before implementing those things?
I would do that prior to him starting any sort of exercise component of his treatment.
And so that's what, you know, I think when I think about evaluations, that's the piece that at least gives us a foundation of where they are before they do anything, right? So if I know where he was on evaluation and now we've been doing things and we're progressing and I am about to do something really cardiac, I then assess him before we do it, compare it back to where he was before we did anything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can know when you can tolerate or where I go or where my yellow, you know, red, like where we stop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's the piece that is missing is we don't know where he was before he initiated this therapy with you, knowing that we'll probably progress to a place that, you know, that we may stress that system a little.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we did spend a good majority of this treatment session just discussing all of his history and, you know, again, I have a rapport with the patient. I had treated him prior, so, you know, he wanted to just sit and talk for a good portion of the treatment. So I got to the assessment what I could, and yes, I would have definitely measured those things had he come in for the next treatment prior to beginning any sort of exercise or strenuous activity.
I think what we would have loved to have seen is your plan, you know, the next session, we will do a full assessment of his cardiopulmonary, you know, and all those things so that your plan leaves your head and is on the paper. So anybody reading it knows where you're going. You know, mm-hmm. with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments or questions? it appears that she has, they have made some changes to the templates, et cetera. I would like to see the effect of those changes. I mean, because of that, do we have a much better documentation? Okay. I'm sorry that she's not in direct patient care right now, but as an administrator, I would think that she'd be able to kind of finagle something. You know, everybody who's been an administrator over me has basically come in and told me, all right, I'm going to see your patient today. And right. So I would think that she'd be able to work something out.
And I can also produce those templates as well.
Well, I'd like to see them utilized.
Okay.
And how are they being applied? And does it give you a better note for the follow-up therapist, et cetera, et cetera? So I'd like to see the effect of those.
Sure.
Any other comments or questions? Do we have a motion?
So Dr. Cornwell, just really quick, are you asking then that we're able to see her do an evaluation and a treatment or two using the new templates to show the progression of her moving from assessment into treatment and documenting kind of all those loops?
Well, ideally, I'd like to see an initial follow-up and discharge. I mean, that's really that gives you the full picture. I understand that would be fairly difficult for her to come up with. If I had to set a priority, I'd say I want to see an initial because that's the most important one because that sets the stage for all subsequent treatments.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd like to see an initial and then maybe a treatment just to see how she moves from that initial into actually implementing her plan and what the plan is for the next steps. So it would be very hard for her in her current role to get all those to see a patient through the like fruition from beginning to end. That'd be really hard.
So how much more time do we have on her probation? She's asking for termination. So how much time is left?
The board order expired on 10/2021.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll make a motion, see where it goes, that we extend her probation for 6 months, so that she can give us an initial evaluation and one follow-up for the same patient. We can review those charts.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion?
I have a quick question. So for this initial board order, did it include CEUs for documentation or anything?
Yes, but you accepted what she had already taken.
Yeah, that's, oh, okay.
I believe it was 8 hours.
Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions about the motion?
Is early termination of this probation extension possible?
Yes, yes.
Who did the second?
Bustillo.
Thank you.
All right, is everybody ready? Then I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to extend Ms. Ruff's probation for an additional 6 months to allow board to view one additional and one follow-up file for the same patient with early termination possible. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Judy, do you want to stop the recording? And
yes, we should do that. I'll stop the recording.
Thank you.
Recording momentarily. Recording is stopping at 9:37.